Four expensive and expensively prepared plans were unveiled last night as Kaleida Health listened to pitches about being the best developer for the complex when it's no longer a hospital. The plans were similar and different. Lots of retail, lots of apartments, lots of commercial space, and lots of off-street parking, often underground. Hodge Avenue resident Russell Baker says it was too much information too quickly.
They were a little confusing. I mean, they started putting commercial into residential, and that doesn't make me happy. Too much commercial. I mean, we don't need restaurants in the site, I don't think. And I don't think we need hotels. What we need are more townhouses.
Cost estimates range from $80 million to around $160 million, and completion dates vary depending on the complexity of the proposal. Kaleida had promised the process would be very public on who gets the property. Senior Vice President Michael Hughes says the hospital has been there for more than 125 years.
So we certainly know the neighborhood. More importantly, we also understand the concerns of the immediate neighbors, community leaders, and citizens in general about the future of the site. While there is great excitement for the new hospital, everyone is wondering what will happen after Children's moves. It's a good question.
Hughes says Kaleida has been vetting the proposals and studying the cost estimates and expects to decide who develops the property complex in mid-year. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.